When last did you sweeten your soul through a desire accomplished? Desire is the key. And without it, you're not going to succeed. And God, listen to this, God can't put desire in you. Desire, passion, and commitment. The devil will steal it from you. He'll put some stupid idea in your head to waste the morning, and some stupid situation in the afternoon to waste the afternoon, and then some stupid thing in the evening to waste your night. He'll do it. Folks, he can do it all your life. If you don't have desire, you won't have passion. And if you don't have passion, you won't have commitment. Failures always have a good reason. And winners are always unreasonable. I have found this in my 58 years. People don't succeed in life because they don't desire enough. People quit for every reason under the sun. I am astounded how Christians sit around thinking up reasons to quit, thinking up reasons to doubt, thinking up reasons to question, thinking up reasons to want. Good morning. Would you please grab your Bibles for our scripture reading? It's going to be the shortest scripture reading in the world. We have one scripture verse we're going to read together a few times. It's a familiar scripture, but we're going to see some things in it we've never seen before. As we turn to Acts chapter 20, we're going to read a scripture quoting Paul. An incredible message he shared with them in Acts chapter 20. We're standing, we're going to read together in honor of the word. Acts chapter 20, we're going to read verse 24. I'll read it, you follow. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race or my course with joy, and the ministry which I've received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now this morning I'm going to speak on the dynamics of success. And there are seven fundamental principles found in this verse that we're going to look at. And they're taken from each of the phrases. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself, that I might finish my course with joy, the ministry I received from the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And so do we bow before you, Heavenly Father, and say, ditto. As many hearts as you can stir, as many lives over which you are Lord, I pray, raise us to a new level in our understanding of success and our desire to be one. Deeply affect us today is our prayer, Holy Spirit. For surely we, to some degree, see with Paul and agree with him in these great truths, and we want to know more. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.